Muslim migrant charged with threatening anti-mass migration MP. By Chris Tomlinson on April 13, 2019. A Muslim migrant from the Balkans has been charged with uttering threats after an exchange with anti-mass migration MP Hanif Bali, whom he allegedly called a dirty Arab. The 34-year-old accused Bali, who is originally from Iran and serves as an MP for the Moderate Party, of insulting Islam following an appearance on Swedish broadcaster SVT in February. He allegedly insulted and threatened Bali 30 times, Nyhetsbyrån reports. According to Bali, who is well known for speaking out against mass migration, the Muslim man called him a number of names and said, "I'm going to fuck you, you Arabic bastard. Your mother and your sister, you've insulted Islam, if you were here I would break you." After being arrested, the man told police that he was not reacting to Bali's SVT appearance but to a YouTube video and that he did not even know who Bali was, saying he did not know he was a politician and thought he was just an idiot. A police memo that was brought before the court hearing at Gothenburg District Court also revealed that the 34-year-old was uncooperative with police, saying he did not intend to come to any fucking questioning. The suspect then said he would fuck the policeman and his family. When I pointed out that it was not appropriate to threaten someone during a conversation with the security police, the suspect replied that he had not threatened anyone at all, the memo added. The man has reportedly been convicted of crimes in the past including money laundering. Threats against anti-mass migration politicians in Sweden are nothing new, with members of the populist Sweden Democrats, SD, being targeted in the past. SD leader Jimmy Åkesson had his home attacked in May 2017, with unknown individuals attempting to break in along with throwing eggs and setting off fireworks while his wife and their 3-year-old son were home. The following year, another SD politician in Stockholm was also targeted when the corner of her home was set on fire in the middle of the night, with police stating they believed it to have been an intentional arson attack. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.